Unitarian Universalism is a living religion. And Unitarian Universalists are free to believe the beliefs that come from their lived life experiences, not just profess belief in what others tell them. This is what we say when we say we have no creed. As a living religion, we're also all free to change our beliefs. When you discover some new and deeper truth that contradicts the ones that you held before. But to change, you have to be open to new ideas, new thoughts, new experiences. And it also helps a lot to have your ears open to hear the experiences and the thoughts and the ideas of the people who are in community with you. There's an old saying that people have two ears and one mouth because they're supposed to listen twice as much as they talk. Sometimes you listen with your ears. Other times you have to listen with your heart. And an open heart, a listening heart, has the power to make us be better people. In 1948, most congregations in the U.S. were segregated, which is another word for separated, by the color of people's skin. This was true of the First Unitarian Society of Chicago, which, even though it was in a neighborhood that had many African-American people, only whites could join the church according to the written bylaws or rules of that church. Now, there came a time when many members of the church felt that it was the right time to do something about this, that they needed to confront racism if they were going to live out their values and their principles. And the minister of that congregation was ready for that day. The Reverend Leslie Pennington had been ready to do something about this, and so had James Luther Adams, who was a famous liberal theologian and social ethicist. And those are fancy words for a person who spends their time studying religion and beliefs and values and how people live those things. Dr. Adams taught at the Meadville Lombard Theological School right across the street from the First Unitarian Society of Chicago. And he was also on the board of directors. So he was a leader in the congregation. Together, Reverend Pennington and Dr. Adams and others worked on a proposal to rewrite the bylaws, to include instead of exclude, and to welcome all people, no matter what the color of their skin. And there came a time when the board of directors needed to meet to discuss the proposal. So here they are in their meeting room. And most of them were in favor of the proposal. But one member of the board had a strong objection. He said, "Your proposal to desegregate makes desegregation into a sort of creed. It says that we all have to believe that desegregation and inviting or even recruiting people of color to this church is the best way to fight racism. What if some of us don't believe that?" Well, in 1948, desegregation was very controversial. In fact, anything having to do with racism or skin color was controversial. And many people, even people who supported African-American civil liberties, still thought that there should be a separate but equal policy and keep people apart from each other based on the color of their skin. And so there was debate. There was respectful debate, but it went on for a very long time. Both sides felt in their hearts that they were right. And perhaps they were so busy trying to say what they felt that they forgot to listen as well. And so they talked. And they talked. And the debate went on until the early hours of the morning. The meeting could not end. until finally, everyone was exhausted and frustrated. They had been up all night talking about this. And then James Luther Adams remembered that we should listen more than we should talk. And so he went back to that first person who had voiced the strongest objection. And he said, "What do you say is the purpose of this church?" Well, now everyone was listening. And the person who had been asked the question was probably listening the hardest of all. He was listening to his heart, and he was listening to all the words that he had heard in that very long conversation all night long. And there was a long pause. And finally, he said, "Well, Jim, I guess the purpose of this church is to get a hold of people like me and change them." And so, the First Unitarian Society of Chicago was successfully desegregated. There are things that you know, and there are things that I know. And when we are together with listening ears and listening hearts, we all know more. Thank you.